This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 168, Wilf's Solo.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's that song all about?
Wilf's Solo was recorded in April 1973 at the Air Studios in London. It wasn't released until March 31st, 2003 in the UK on the double disc First Light series for Electric Light Orchestra 2, The Lost World. In the April 1st, 2003 Showdown mailing list, Rob Cager wrote that the solo
was due to be included as part of On the Third Day, but was replaced by the solo heard on In the Hall of the Mountain King. Wilf also came into Abbey Road to select the take he preferred. There were at least 20 takes. Obviously, after 2 or 3 hours, he selected take one.
On Martin Kinch's Cherry Blossom Clinic website, Wilf Gibson wrote,
"The solo violin track was originally the solo on Hall of the Mountain King, which, as you know, is a track on the third album. I don't know who they got to do it eventually."
Wilfred Gibson was ELO's second violinist, replacing Steve Woolman when he left in 1972. Mick Kaminsky replaced Wilf in 1973. Wilf Gibson died on October 21st, 2014, at age 69.
"The violin is an instrument that is like the singing of the angels, the murmur of the breeze, the rippling of the brook. Now, play."
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I kind of like a nice-looking Wilf. There are some people I see and say, yeah, she's a total Wilf.
You're just not even worrying about age there, are you? You're just, woman I'd like to be fond of.
Women I'd like to fix. That always works out.
Oh, no, God. I thought they were supposed to try to fix us.
Well, you know, when you're perfect, there's really no reason to fix somebody or me.
Well, so. I know my wife has threatened to fix me a few times.
She might not be talking about your personality, or she might be talking, maybe something to do with the vet.
Oh, my God! Yeah. Hmm. That's why I don't wander anyway. I don't think women are exactly thinking they want this.
Your homie is a mule's butt.
My wife's really good with a bow and arrow, so I really don't want to come home one night, and before I even turn on the lights, thump, right in the leg, and then,
I used to be a philanderer, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
See, yikes. That sounds like it would hurt even more than going through the leg.
Okay, but now that we provided the bonus content that you guys are paying your $1 a month for on Patreon.
$2 per episode.
For the $2 per episode.
For the expanded.
See, you're getting
episode.
Your $2 worth today.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so let's actually get to talking about the song. Okay, who was Wilf? I can't remember who Wilf was. I'm thinking Wilfred Brimley, so you're gonna. So my mind is already stuck, so you're going to have to remind me.
I would like to see that. Wilf Gibson was the second violinist.
Wilf Gibson, okay.
In ELO. He came after the first guy who was in ELO for the first album, and he was before Mick Kaminsky.
Okay, so this is Wilf Gibson doing a violin solo. And it's a violin solo. A very good violin solo. Of course, to me, anything that doesn't sound like I just dropped it on my foot sounds like a good violin solo, since I don't know how to play violin.
Yeah.
So I liked what I was hearing. I can see why he was in the band. It's what it is. It's a guy practicing his violin. There's a little bit of a gypsy... Uh-oh.
Hungarian.
Romani.
There you go. Yeah.
Romani influence here that I would like to have seen crop up in some songs. That would have been nice. But I guess if you're looking for outtakes, this is an outtake. I'm just glad it's not 8 minutes of Jeff tuning his guitar.
No, but an outtake sort of like that is coming next week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. This guy can, like, really play his violin really well. I had no idea this song existed until I started putting together this podcast and, you know, back 3 years ago or whatever, make a list of all the ELO songs, put them in order so we know which ones to do when we get to. And I saw Wilf's solo, and it was just him playing the violin. And I thought, because when I see something that says violin solo, I think, this is probably going to be pretty boring. And then when looking up the research for the song this week, I found out that it was supposed to be the violin solo for the Mountain King. And I thought, well, maybe it won't be quite as dull, but my expectations were low. Usually when I hear violin solo, it's nothing that really sets my skirt on fire. So I listened to it last night for the first time ever. That would be June 22nd, 2021. And I really liked it. It wasn't some droning, depressing, gloomy violin solo. This thing had a lot of life to it. It was very perky and up. Really pretty great. I've listened to it quite a few times this morning, and I've never hit the point where it's like, all right, I heard it. I got a pretty good idea about this. I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't have a problem with listening to it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. It's very hypnotizing.
Also had a little bit of an Irish feel to it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was balancing the line between violin and fiddle.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Which, you know, now that I think about it, fiddle solos, I do tend to like them more because they're more bouncy. And it wasn't used for In the Hall of the Mountain King. I know Wilf went in and he had to choose which solo to use. And apparently in the end, Jeff didn't use that solo. But I like it, but I don't really know if it would have fit in with In the Hall of the Mountain King. I don't know if it might be a little too lively. But then again, the solo that did make it on the record, that was pretty lively too. So I don't know, it probably must have been a tough choice for Wilf and Jeff to pick a solo that Wilf recorded, and eventually Jeff didn't use, to use for In the Hall of the Mountain King.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, violin is what you play when the teacher's in the room. Fiddle is what you play when you're having fun. So.
Yeah. And I have played violin. Well, I noodled around with it.
And somebody told you, please stop.
One of Tulla's friends gave Madeline a violin appropriate for kid hands.
Okay.
And I always wondered about playing the violin, and I gave it a try, and it's like, yeah, it's going to take some work. And
like 20, 30 years, yes.
Yeah. And after hearing Wilf here, I don't know if I have that much time on Earth left to get like that, because I hear violin's the hardest one to learn.
By the time you get like that, you won't be able to hold the thing.
Yeah, by the time I get like that, I'm probably going to have a little cloth on the violin to sop up all the drool that's falling out of my mouth, if I can even function or even aware of my surroundings. So, be a long time before I get Wilf good.
Got something to say about Wilf's solo, instrumental? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now. Good old everybody, it's me, that Dono guy from that Xanadu thing, and here's my short take on Wolf Solo, instrumental in parentheses. For you young naive punks who know classical music just from the string section of ELO, some selected tracks from Spike Jonze and Portsmouth Symphonia, played on the Dr. Domino show, even fewer who still remember the Raymond Scott-inspired scores from those Looney Tunes shorts, this track should wake you up as they amped the mics closer to the actual string section of the band. And in this track, Wilford Gibson is up and center. And speaking as such a naive punk myself, Gibson is no slouch here. Don't know exactly what Gibson was playing, as I don't have the liner notes, much less the album in front of me, and I don't really care. He is that good.
Well, hey, it's Dr. Troy and Wilf Solo. This is a very interesting and rare find. We get to hear how the sausage is made, so to speak. When I was a kid, I thought that the recording artists, whether the Beatles, the Stones, ELO, Kiss, AC/DC, Elton John, whomever, went into the studio, the band was all together, and they plugged in their instruments and recorded each song in the order in which you find it on the album. Now, I know Phil Spector tried to do some of that with his Wall of Sound, but it wasn't until later, when I started doing more research into the music business, that I learned how the recording process really goes. And many times, people go in separately to work on their tracks, and depending on who the producer is, you can linger over one track for several hours. Well, I don't know if it took this long to record this particular solo, but you can tell by listening to it that Jeff is going through several takes with this violinist. And in a way, it reminds me of the Pet Sounds Sessions box set, where you get to go through the whole process of recording the album and find out more than you probably wanted to know, unless you're a fan of the album, as I am. But it reminds me particularly of the instrumental cut Pet Sounds, and Brian Wilson is going over with the saxophone player the recurring sax line in that number. And according to the liner notes, there were over 50 takes. You don't hear all 50 takes, but you do hear quite a few. And I know some people would be bored by it, but I just eat it up. And when you consider back in the early 70s, it was indeed rare to find something like this because recording artists didn't intend for this to be heard. So I'm glad somehow that this was made available, and I'm glad because I love it. I love watching the sausage be made, at least when it comes to music. Well, talk to you next week.
Great moments in Electric Light Orchestra history.
ELO Part 2.
I think they were okay. They weren't great songs. I mean, I co-wrote some of them. There's a couple that I wrote with Phil Bates, One More Tomorrow and Whiskey Girls. I really like those songs. But I think they weren't strong enough, really. And in hindsight, I kind of almost wish I hadn't done it. I think I should maybe you just done the Bevan Band and just do some sort of things like that Bill Wyman did. That would have been. But
hindsight.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
I listened to Wife's Solo and I did not like it because it was annoying.
Hey, she hated it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod.
Next week, episode 169, Interludes.